WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And I just took that computer and gave it a talking to after what it did to Mike Roberts there, cutting off his news like that. I don't know what happened. I think it jumped the gun and played something that was scheduled to hit. See, people don't understand that we've been at the mercy of these computers long before AI. We built this system here so that it runs like a top when it runs like a top. And usually if there's a problem, it's some kind of user error. So I was trying to figure out what did I do that made the computer cut Mike off, which is probably more the case. But it's very helpful to have the technology assist us in producing these programs, because I'll be quite honest with you. Without this, many of us would not be able to even run a show. Gone are the days when we had people who could. I mean, Barry probably could, because he comes from that era of when you had all these different carts you had to stack up for the commercials. Oh, they're doing construction next door. I apologize if you hear that noise. But that in those days, you had all your commercials on these carts, and each commercial had its own cart, and you had to stack up which ones you're going to play on the break, set those up, go to that break, play each one, swap them out. And then if you had, you know, intro for a segment or any other kind of imaging, you had to switch it all out. And no, we could never do that. I could never do that. Chris can't do that. So, you know, we need the computer to help us out. So I try to build everything here so that all you have to do is press one button. But sometimes if you press that one button a little bit too much, or you click it a couple of times too close together, havoc ensues. Oh my gosh, what are you doing over there? They're doing some repairs to their community connections office here next to us, and it's been ongoing. Usually they wait until after 3 p.m., but I guess today they're starting early. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I hope you can hear me. It's
phone. I can.
It's dead. Anyway, two things. You're going to see my favorite, Cyndi Lauper.
I saw you posting about her, yeah.
Oh, I've admired her since she came on the scene. And I always wondered something. I'm going to ask you. That guy, it was a rumor going around that he was her father, that wrestling guy there. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Captain Lou Albano.
Okay. Is that her dad?
No, he just played her dad in the music video.
Oh, okay. Because that rumor went around for a little while there.
Yeah,
and
so
I believed it.
I forget how they met, but they were friends. And so she cast him in the music video. And then he ended up bringing her into wrestling, and that started the whole rock and wrestling thing that led to the first WrestleMania. So that's what really put the WWF on the map back then, was getting involved with Cyndi Lauper.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
She's great. I'm so glad you're going to see her. Take lots of pictures. Can you get close enough or what?
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I'm going to be sitting, and what I try to do is, you know, I try to get as close as I can, because as I'm getting older, I want to be as close to the stage as possible.
Well, how about somebody from the press that works right there where you get them over to the press, can talk to them, right?
Usually when it comes to things like this, they don't really have a lot of press availability. You know, they might have like a media section of where you can sit, but I'm going with some friends, so.
But this is a big thing because now, you know, that's the last one.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly ask and try to get her on the show.
Oh boy.
So just by looking at some of the ticket sales online, it looks like they still have a lot of tickets left, and we're a month away today. It's a month from today. So maybe she'll do a little press to help promote it.
That'd be wonderful. I've always loved her. I call her the little powerhouse. You know, they're jumping around, they're screaming and on. She's practically my age, only a few months away, and a year younger, but her birthday's right near mine. And I was happy to see that because I never really knew it. But I got to move on. That zebra, I call him the warrior. Now I already forgot his first name. Steve, do you recall what it was?
I don't recall.
That zebra that got away to freedom for a little while. So that zebra was a pet. So that guy was allowed to have a zebra. I guess he must have had the land and the enclosure and all that. So if you have the means to have a zebra or a horse or an elephant, you can go ahead and do it then. You don't have to have a whole zoo. Look what they did to Joe Exotic and his tigers. But this guy had a zebra, and that zebra got out of there. I was happy for him, but then I worried because if they didn't get him, I didn't want them to get him, but I knew that if they didn't get him, where was he going to get his food and where was he going to go? So he's back there. But he should be reprimanded for that. There's no way that he should have got out. Is that right?
I mean, would you want to have a zebra if you could?
No, not me. I'd rather have an elephant or something.
I mean, it can't be that different than taking care of a horse, I would think.
I know, but I'm talking about the law, though. I'm not.
I know. I'm just. You just got me thinking about if I'd want to have a zebra.
Yeah. The last thing is what? Oh, Karen Reed. Now I have a feeling they're going to come back this afternoon with that verdict. If not, it will definitely not be later than tomorrow. What's wrong with them? They should have been done already. You know, that girl's not a murderer. That she looks like a murderer to you, really, by looking at her.
I've seen a lot of people post about, you know, what they think this longer deliberation means. But I also saw someone that said, wasn't there like 200 pieces of evidence? And so they're probably going piece by piece through all the evidence. So that's going to take them a little bit of time.
All planted and all altered by the Boston police. You know, I honor all cops till I find out they're dead. And I'm ashamed because Boston, I mean, this is Massachusetts. Come on. Are you kidding me? And they look at that Jennifer McCabe. Oh, she needs to go to jail. When Karen Reed walks, someone has to pay for the death of John O'Keefe. Somebody has to pay for this. So I hope they're ready to nab people. I bet you some of them have already left the country. Are they being watched at all? I don't know. Thank you for taking my call today, giving me so much time. I want to say hello to a lot of people, Shawnee and Gilly, and I haven't forgotten Cheryl. I know you're out there. You gave me a Christmas card with a scratch ticket and all, and chocolate, lady. I ate all that chocolate. I want you to know, Cheryl. And that's it. There's a lot more names, but I can't name them all. I'm just glad that you take my call once in a while. Until I really piss you off again, and I'll be gone for a few days so you can calm down.
No, I will always take your call.
I know that. I'm going to give you that black dice. You deserve it, then. Have a good day and have a good week because I don't know if I'm calling tomorrow.
All right. You as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What does a murderer look like?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how you're seeing them. I mean, you know, I guess if somebody's standing there covered all in blood, they'd be a murderer.
I found it amusing when she just said, does she look like a murderer? I mean, the gentleman, that Trump guy that killed those politicians the other day, does he look like a murderer?
I mean, I don't think that you can really judge what a murderer looks like. Because every time somebody kills somebody, what do all the friends and neighbors say? You know, we never expected this. He's the last guy we'd ever expect him to do something like this. Yeah.
He was a good person. I did say Trump supporter, but I know people are going to backlash. But the only reason why I said that is because his roommate was reading his texts and stuff, and they asked him if he was a... Trump supporter, and he said, well, he did vote for Trump, but he wasn't a highly political guy.
Yeah, I think he was more an ideological guy than he was a political guy, it seems.
Right.
You know, he was very, he had his principles. He preached to congregations. You know, he was involved in a lot of, church-related activities. So he certainly had his beliefs.
And secondly is that when it comes to this Karen Reed thing, right? I don't think they'll find her guilty. I really don't. Because of, it's kind of like almost like watching the O.J. Simpson trial, you know, where you got cops doing stupid things. And that turned the jury off. But I don't see how you can get that many police officers to lie. I mean, somebody will crack. Somebody will tell their wife or their father or just don't think it's the right thing to do.
Or somebody will save themselves by selling out everybody else.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. You know, I hear all these people calling the station and saying, you know, the cops are corrupt and everything. But you can't pick and choose when cops are corrupt. You know, if this was something that happened at one of the protests, oh, that guy's wrong. The cop shot him. He should have shot him. You know what I mean? Not corrupt. Not wrong. But you just can't pick and choose who's corrupt and who's not corrupt and want to use that term.
You have to look at what is presented in front of you, and you also have to, you know, I always say I apply Occam's razor to every situation, that the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. And I find it hard to think that there would be a conspiracy of that many people. But at the same time, you know, that's all the defense team has to do is create that reasonable doubt. And so the more you can muddy up the waters, the more that's possible. So does it matter if 30 people were involved in this? No, it doesn't matter. You just have to make people think that there might have been two or three people that were involved in it.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that. I've been listening to it. Not engrossed in it, but I don't think they'll find her guilty, but I know cops do things and they stick up each other and they cover up stuff. I know they do that.
And I think one of the things that's kind of misrepresented in it is that you'll hear people say, you know, like what we were saying, you know, it's hard to believe there'd be like 30 people involved in a conspiracy. Well, but do you need to have 30 people involved, or do you just need to have three or four that do a convincing enough job that when the other 26 are looking into it and investigating it, they're buying into the story that those three or four are telling them? You know what I mean? Not everybody has to know what really happened to get up there and say that. They just have to think that what they were told is what happened is what happened.
But Tim, I mean, is it far-fetched to think that you go out, you're arguing and fighting, drinking, and it's a snowstorm, and you accidentally hit this guy, didn't even know you hit him, maybe. That's not too far-fetched. I can see that happen.
Listen, this has turned everybody into an armchair expert on physics, on biomechanics, on, you know, everything that's possibly involved in this case. Everybody seems to have an expert opinion on it now, and none of that actually matters, because the jury is only going to be able to make a decision based on what they've heard presented to them in the courtroom. They don't get, you know, they're not supposed to do any other research. They're not supposed to say, well, let me look into how this would actually work, and let me Google this and see how it would actually work. They can only base it on what was presented in the courtroom.
All right. And what's with all the people out there chanting and everything on both sides? You know, free Karen, free Karen. Then you got the other people, put her in jail, put her in jail.
It's certainly polarized people, but I think we've gotten to the point too where people are passionate about the way that they feel. And if that means that they have to get out there and, you know, stand on the side of a street corner and chant that, they will. I don't know what difference they think that it makes, but I totally support their right to be able to do it.
But you know, Jim, if those were Democrats out there, guess what you'd be hearing? Don't they have jobs? Don't they work?
Well,
I
think the people who are opposite of the side of whoever it is that they're pointing to are saying that same thing. So,
all right, Jim, have a good day.
You have a good one. All right, we got to take a break here. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You know, I, I don't really have an opinion one way or another on this. I'm just looking at it kind of pragmatically, and the pragmatic approach is that the jury can only make a decision based on what was presented in the courtroom. I guess even if you, so, you know, they ask you, you know, what your prior knowledge is of the case before you're impaneled on the jury. And obviously, you know, it's going to be hard to find anybody that hasn't heard of the first trial. So you just have to have people that don't already have a clear cut bias one way or the other. But that doesn't mean they didn't come in, you know, with a thought in their head about it. But still, they have to put all that aside. And, you know, if you watch the first trial, you have to put aside everything that you heard in that first trial and just go with what is presented to you in this one. And I think that's one of the things that's lost on people. You know, I saw some of the comments about what people were posting, you know, about some of the things that are going on. And I just said, a lot of people, I wonder if this is the first time they've ever watched a trial at this level. Because, like, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. I mean, rightly or wrongly, but that's what goes on. And again, it's all about what you can make the jury think based on what you're able to present to them. And that's the name of the game. So, and I do think, you know, if they are on day two, full second day, plus they deliberated Friday, but, you know, even if they keep going today and into tomorrow, and I guess they have Thursday and Friday off, so you got to think they want to get something done. But I think they're just sitting there going through, you know, because I've sat on a jury that was not a murder case, but a wrongful death case. It was a medical malpractice case, actually, I should clarify. And so the person did die. And so this was something that we took very seriously, and we did exactly what I'm sure this jury's doing. We went through bit by bit of the evidence presented, bit by bit of the testimony. We talked it out amongst ourselves and what we thought. Refreshed each other's memories if there were things that we, you know, didn't take notes on, or things we were a little bit fuzzy on or didn't quite understand. And then we deliberated. And when we deliberated, the, you know, it was not unanimous the first go around. And nobody attacked the people who felt differently than the majority. We said, okay, well, why do you feel that way? And then we talked that out. And, you know, it took time. It wasn't a contentious thing, but it took time. And we deliberated for a couple of days. And in the end, we ended up finding the person guilty. I think. Or there might have been a lesser charge that we found them on. But, you know, the problem is we put this in the hands of people who are not trained in these matters. So they might need a little bit more time to figure it out. So I'm not looking at, you know, a longer deliberation meaning one thing or the other. They're just doing their due diligence with, because there was a lot of information presented to them. And when I say a lot of evidence presented, you can say, there's no evidence that she did this. No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, just exhibits that were presented. So they have to go through all of that and then determine what they feel about each piece of evidence. And I'm sure Chris will eventually have Chris Markey in here who can explain this a lot better than I can. Anyway, we got to take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. If I was you and you were me, you won't be winning. If you want something better, you got to want to give your all. I got a request after playing a little tease of that yesterday during the Gen X Files to say, can you play a little more of that song? Because I haven't heard it in forever. That's On Our Own from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack, which came out on yesterday's date in 1989. And is underrated as a Ghostbusters movie. I like it a lot. All right, we're going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. So let's turn things over to Mike with all the things that are happening around the world.
President Trump signing a trade deal with the UK. Social Security payments could rise next year, and Nintendo crushing sales records.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says the U.S. has signed a trade deal with the United Kingdom.
We just signed it, and it's done. And so we have our trade agreement.
Trump made the announcement with the U.K. Prime Minister at the G7 summit in Canada. Trump called it a fair deal for both. Exact terms of the deal were not made public. The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband is facing federal murder and stalking charges. Minnesota acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said Vance Belter visited the homes of two other lawmakers with the intention of harming them, but one was not home and he was scared off by police at the other home. Belter is also charged with shooting Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Purdue Pharma is entering a $7.4 billion settlement with 55 U.S. states and territories.
The states and territories accused the company behind OxyContin of fueling the nationwide opioid crisis by aggressively marketing its products. The settlement will also end the Sackler family's ownership of Purdue Pharma. Money from the settlement will go to state and local governments, individuals, and Native American tribes. Since 1999, there have been more than 850,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in the U.S., according to the CDC. I'm Matt Mattinson.
California lawmakers are introducing a bill that would prohibit all levels of law enforcement from wearing items covering their faces. Democratic Senator Scott Wiener says that the bill stems from federal law enforcement operations in Los Angeles and other parts of the state in which agents' faces are hidden.
It's all new and unprecedented. We have not had an aspiring fascist dictator in this country with a who's trying to create a police state with secret police. That's what's happening right now. A year ago, people would have called me melodramatic for saying that. It's not melodramatic.
Wiener says some law enforcement officers are grabbing people off the street and throwing them into vans. There are exceptions to SB 627, known as the No Secret Police Act. President Trump wants the Fed to lower interest rates. Speaking from the White House, Trump said the U.S. has too much short-term debt and the country would save billions if the interest rate was lowered.
If he'd lowered by 2 points, we'd pay $600 billion a year. That's for years, 10 years, 12 years, whatever we make it. But we can't get this guy to do it.
Without mentioning Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell by name, Trump said Powell's nickname is too late because he waits too long to cut the rates. Trump added he's not going to fire Powell. Social Security's cost of living adjustment could go up 2.5% in 2026. That's what analysts are predicting, but that could change depending on what effect President Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have on prices. The adjustment is calculated based on price and inflation data from July, August, and September. The increase could go up if those numbers do too. Nintendo's newest video game console is breaking sales records.
The Switch 2, released last week, managed to rack up more than 3.5 million units sold in just 4 days. That makes it the fastest-selling console in the history of the company. The Switch 2 retails for about $450. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mariners last night 2-0 in Seattle. Both teams back at it again tonight at 9:40.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Little bit of a murky morning on this Tuesday. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees, some patchy fog, more cloud cover, and a couple of showers here for the South Coast. And that's how it's going to be throughout the day. Not a washout by any stretch, but a couple drips and drops, and we still keep the clouds around as we move into the afternoon. Temperatures a little below average today, even a little bit more than a little along the coast. We'll be in the mid and upper 60s for the coast. And then as you head inland, you're looking at the upper 60s and low 70s. But if you like it warm, just wait a couple days. There is much warmer weather on the way for the middle of the week. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, welcome back in. It is time for our daily report of all things pop culture.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Happy birthday to rocker Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. He's 67 today. Thomas Hayden Church, who gained prominence as dim-witted handyman Lowell on Wings, turns 64. He was nominated for an Oscar for his role in As Good As It Gets and won an Emmy for Talk Soup. Greg Kinnear is 61 today. Jason Patrick, who starred in The Lost Boys, Rush, and Speed 2, is 58. Also, happy birthday to Will Forte. He's 54. Venus Williams, she's 44. And Kendrick Lamar, who turns 37 today. We can't call this segment the Gen X Files without recognizing the man who brought the real X Files into the mainstream. Radio legend Art Bell, who hosted Coast to Coast AM and later Midnight in the Desert. Both shows used Giorgio Moroder's The Chase, the song right here, as their theme song. Art Bell was born on this date in 1945. He passed away in 2018 and still honored to have gotten the chance to be the last real host of his Midnight in the Desert program. On June 17th, 1972, five men were arrested breaking into the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate complex. This event would be seen as the catalyst for the eventual downfall of President Richard Nixon. In 1983, Superman 3 was released in theaters. In the film, Superman battles a supercomputer. Not surprisingly, the film was a flop with the critics. In 1989, pop supergroup New Kids on the Block had their first number one single with I'll Be Loving You Forever. Surprisingly, though, the group only had one other number one hit despite their enormous popularity in the early 1990s. That would be the 1990 song Step by Step. In 1994, all major networks provided live coverage of the O.J. Simpson low-speed car chase in the White Bronco. The chase concluded with Simpson's surrender to authorities in front of his mansion in Brentwood, California. That's the Gen X Files for June 17th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where starting this week, new summer hours will include being open until 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. All right, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app if you want to get into the conversation that way. We were talking in the first hour that school committee member Ross Grace will not be seeking re-election. He is not going to seek another term, citing selfish reasons, I believe was the term that he used. He wants to spend more time at home working on his home that he recently purchased and spending time with his family and all the other obligations that he has in his life, which, you know, I mentioned that to Barry. I don't think Barry would mind me saying this, but I mentioned to Barry, you know, hey, we've got the story up that he's not seeking re-election. He said, why? And I told him, he goes, oh, well, that's what politicians always say, right? They want to spend more time at home. Well, sometimes, though, that's the truth. So he has endorsed Marcus Coward, who is running for the school committee. Also, Melissa Costa has taken out papers. I guess Colleen DeWicke still hasn't, according to the New Bedford Light report. But the school committee could have a, well, certainly will have a different lineup starting next year because, you know, you're going to have an open seat if Russ Grace isn't seeking re-election. So how do you feel about that? Gilly called in earlier and brought up the point that the school committee should get a stipend for the work that they do and for, you know, just having to drive around to go to all these school events and things like that. And I would support that idea. We will ask Council President Burgo on Monday, provided I remember. Remind me if I forget what he thinks about that. Especially here as we are going through the budget. I also talked about another thing that came up through the budget process. Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver has sent a letter to the local delegation asking them to consider revising the state law that requires legal advertising from the city to be published in the newspaper of record. Because, as he points out, nobody reads the newspaper anymore. And he says that they're spending tens of thousands of dollars a year on publicizing these things that nobody is seeing because they're not reading the newspaper. And that, here comes the construction again, and that there's other methodologies they can use to get the word out there, like social media, like the city's website, like, you know, putting signs up outside of City Hall, digital signs. And I'm sure they can put them in other points around the city as well, as they've done for elections and things of that nature. So do you think that that is something that should be adjusted? Or should there still be a, you know, print version that can't be altered that exists forever, at least as long as they keep an archive? And by the way, the Standard Times archives as the newspaper of record aren't 100%. When I worked there, there were vast years of print archives that were missing. There were digital archives that they had online. There's vast years of that that are missing. A lot of my early work, gone. And now most of the archives, the library does have, you know, and the library probably has the most complete archives. But also Spinner Publications has a majority of the Standard Times archives now. So for a newspaper of record, how solid is that record? And again, it pains me to say this because I spent 20 years there and I loved it there and I loved working for the Standard Times and I'm honored to have had that opportunity. But what it is today isn't what it was then. You know, we had 35,000 people reading that paper, or at least 35,000 copies printed. And for everybody that said, yeah, how many of those got returned, though? I would always say, yeah, but how many of those actually had more than one person read them, too? So, you know, every day we'd get to the Mill Pond Diner, and I guarantee you at least 20 people read it every day for that one copy. And they would always get mad because somebody right off the bat, first thing in the morning, did the crossword puzzle. See, if I was smart, we had a printer that could do photocopies in the office. If I was smart, I would have made photocopies of the crossword puzzle and charged everybody a buck for them. But no, I was stupid. But anyway, does it matter if these notices are in the paper anymore? Or can that effort be better put in other positions, other places that they're already putting them anyway? 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. Away, you know, a lot of people hear that song and think, well, that's an oldie, right? Well, I mean, I guess it is now. But even when it came out in 1989, people were like, well, that's an oldie, right? No, that was actually a song that was written by Roy Orbison along with Jeff Lynne and Tom Petty, his Traveling Wilburys bandmates. They wrote it during Christmas of 1987. They recorded it in the garage of Mike Campbell, who was the guitarist for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, George Harrison, they're doing the background vocals in that song and the instrumentation in that song. So that was actually, you know, a new song. But in the 80s, everything 60s became new again. You know, that's when we started getting the oldies stations on the radio, and oldies were featured in movies and commercials. And so Roy Orbison had a little career renaissance there, but that song was actually released after his death. He died of a heart attack December 6, 1988, and that song was released January 3rd, 1989. So the day before my birthday, 1989. And I remember hearing that on the radio and thinking, like, oh, they're playing this old song because Roy Orbison died. And then they're like, that's the new song from Roy Orbison. I was like, oh, okay. So a little bit of music trivia for you today. That's what we do here. I got one more break I got to take here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back.